Sanctuary cities, NGOs resettling migrants for Biden administration secure $300 million in taxpayer dollars. By John Binder on April 12, 2024. Several sanctuary cities and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are expected to secure $300 million in American taxpayer dollars for resettling migrants across the United States on behalf of President Joe Biden's administration. On Friday, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that certain cities and NGOs will soon receive $300 million worth of federal grants via the Federal Emergency Management Agency's FEMA, Shelter and Services Program, SSP. The Biden administration created SSP, funded by Congress, to dish out taxpayer money to cities and NGOs helping resettle migrants after they are released into the nation's interior from the southern border. In his announcement, Mayorkas said about $275 million will soon be distributed to cities and NGOs while the remaining $25 million will be given out toward the end of the year. Another nearly $341 million will be awarded through SSP's competitive grants. The taxpayer funds are only the latest to be allocated to cities and NGOs resettling migrants for the Biden administration. Last year, alone, DHS provided such cities and NGOs with more than $780 million in funds via SSP and the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, EFSP, a program started in the late 1980s meant to help homeless Americans. According to the latest Congressional Budget Office, CBO, estimate, published in January, the Biden administration has released 6.2 million migrants into the U.S. interior since early 2021. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.